What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 268. In this episode, I'll share a method for studying and passing the BCPS or any Board of Pharmaceutical Specialties exam. I have all the resources mentioned in today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode268. There are two Board of Pharmaceutical Specialties testing windows in each year, one in the spring and one in the fall. No matter which exam you plan on taking, the Candidate's Guide is essential to review so you can understand the requirements for taking the exam and what to expect on examination day. Each specialty has different eligibility criteria for being able to sit for the board certification exam. Unless you've completed a PGY2 residency in the area you're looking to be certified in, the eligibility criteria require that you have a certain amount of experience with at least 50% of your duties in the requirements for your desired certification area. If you're uncertain as to the specific duties that meet the requirements, refer to the content guide. Both the candidate's guide and content guide for all exams are linked in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode268. When you're determining your eligibility, don't shortchange yourself and your experiences in the process. A common misconception is that you have to be practicing in an advanced clinical role prior to taking the exam, but this is not necessarily the case, especially for the pharmacotherapy exam. For example, the required tasks in the content outline for the BCPS are broad enough that a hospital-based pharmacist practicing in a staff, decentralized or clinical role for the required amount of time would easily meet the eligibility requirements. Each content outline contains a breakdown of the percentage that each domain of knowledge accounts for in the exam. For example, the BCPS domains of knowledge are 55% patient-specific pharmacotherapy, 25% drug information and evidence-based medicine, and 20% systems-based standards and population-based pharmacotherapy. Within each domain are specific tasks, such as communication, implementation, and monitoring. Take a look at each task within the domains and reflect on your existing knowledge so that you can identify gaps that need to be closed in your preparation for the exam. Purchasing reviewed material goes a long way toward the successful completion of a certification exam. Both ASHP and ACCP provide review material for the exams. Many members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have told me it helped them study and pass their BCPS and BCCCP exams. There are also review books on Amazon, independent of the major pharmacy associations. A major part of my strategy for passing my BCPS exam was the live review course provided by ACCP during a spring practice forum. I was able to use that material, along with the pharmacotherapy self-assessment program, to study for the exam. If you learn best in a study group, form one and meet regularly to hold each other accountable. If you work best on your own, diligently carve out time in your schedule to study. If you think you don't have time, you're probably not being straight with yourself. Install time tracking software such as Rescue Time on your phone and computer to identify exactly how much extra time you really have to put into the studying process. In the months leading up to the exam, I did a few hours of studying each month, and in the month prior to the exam, increased that to a few hours each day. By all reports I've heard, knowledge of statistics is a major part of every specialty exam. I focused heavily on statistics when I took my exam, and it paid off extremely well. Find a good primer on biostatistics, read it, and read it again. Take advantage of the optional 45-minute break in the exam, and consider reviewing your statistics material during this time if it is allowed by the testing site. To get a copy of my 6 best tips for pharmacists responding to inpatient medical emergencies, go to my free download area at pharmacyjoe.com/free. It's number 16 on the list. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.